Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 10th of March, and I am recording at 10:17 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, if by any chance you had been away from the markets all day long and just looked at a screen or a television program showing where Wall Street closed, you'd say, what a boring day. The Dow was down 5 points and the S&P 500 was up, well, my goodness, it was a third of a point. But if you looked at a chart, you'd see that you had some manic depressive activity here, frenzied action. You know, adjectives escape me on this. It was pretty dramatic if you lived through much of it here on the day. Suffice it to say that when you get kind of frenzied market action of this nature, it's going to do little to actually reassure investors that all is well. But I think the most experienced investors are going to say we saw a lot of overreactions here today, and assess it a little more thoroughly. Now, I will do that. I want to talk more. I will talk more about Draghi, but first, I think I should go on and just give a quick run through of what had actually happened. And starting with Japan, of course, that's all pre-Draghi in the Asia Pacific region, and we had good day in Japan, actually, up 1.25% to 1.5% across the indices. China did the opposite and was weak, with the Shanghai Composite down 2%. Other indices, well, against South Korea, Taiwan, they didn't do badly. South Korea actually was quite firm. Then we had small losses for most of the rest of the Asia-Pacific indices. And that kind of reflects the short-term overbought conditions that we'd reached after a pretty good rally. Now, if I look at Europe, this was the bizarre bit, and there was a little bit of optimism before Draghi came out to speak, and I was watching this this morning from the home gym, and it helps your blood pressure if you're doing vigorous exercises. I will add on this, but the commentators on Bloomberg TV were expecting things to be fairly positive, but saying, well, the market's already anticipated some of this. Well, cut a long story short, when Draghi cut three interest rates, that caused the markets to take off. And the German DAX index, I'm not sure the exact level of the high, but it must have been up. It was up over 250 points at one stage. It got up, and I think it just touched 10,000, or if it didn't touch it, it was certainly within a whisker of it. Well, it closed down 225 points on the day. So, you know, you've had this enormous, enormous intraday swing. Well, what had caused the sharp reaction in here? And I think that I think it was concern over the banks was certainly one factor. A lot of people felt that, well, hey, Draghi's making all these cuts, but he's created negative interest rates here, and the banks are not making any money anyway, and they're going to lose even more money as a consequence of this. Well, that is not quite correct, because an FT article came out here later today, came out this evening, just mentioning that Draghi's come up with quite an imaginative sweetener here to actually help the banks out. So I think Europe, which closed very weak, I mean Spain, I don't know how it did it, but Spain managed to close up. It's less than a tenth of a percentage point, but everything else in Europe was smacked. But I think I'd be surprised if Europe did not rally tomorrow. I think people will be a little bit more rational or better informed. Okay, and what about Wall Street? Well, that was all over the place as well, although Draghi was actually speaking before the main stock market had opened, so it was the futures that had the biggest reaction. So everything was soaring early on in those futures markets, and then they all plunged, and then they recovered here somewhat. Well, I'll put it this way, it certainly shook out a lot of nervous holders here today. So after that kind of a scare, well, we are still a little bit overbought, but nevertheless, I wouldn't be surprised, as I've already said, to see some steadying come in tomorrow. Well, now what else happened here? Bond yields. I thought, which I hadn't been watching them, but when I looked it up on the screen, I thought, well, they probably went down again, but no, they didn't. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, 1.93, and that's a good bounce here. The VIX also eased a little bit, down to 18.05, and so much going on here today. When I look at the dollar index, now that dollar index, shortly after Draghi's announcement, that pushed up quite strongly. It was up at 98.42. And you know, I've been saying over and over again that the Fed, via the Treasury, is intervening. Obviously, they're doing it on a surreptitious basis. Why would they intervene? A new subscriber might ask. Well, because they're terrified of a possibility that the dollar index could break up through that psychological 100 level and run to the upside. That really could cause a recession. I think that's the biggest risk out there, because if that happened, well, we'd get more bearish conditions, that's for sure. But what happened? Well, that dollar index, say, having rallied up to that 98.42 level, got smacked down, and it's currently at 96.184, and it was down below 96 a little before the close on Wall Street, but it's down a full point in here, and that is good. I'd still like to see it back down in the low 90s and be anchored there, but really, I think that the subtle way that the Fed and the Treasury are playing this is just to knock it when it gets up, as it starts to approach the higher side of the range, and eventually they will change sentiment, because traders won't like losing money on that basis. They'll get tired of anticipating a move, a breakout to the upside. Okay. So other currencies, well, this didn't help the European stock markets. We had the euro, which dropped down initially, and I think it was down at to below 109, and then it rallied up and is currently at 1.1179, so just below that 112 level. If I'm wrong in forecasting that Europe steadies tomorrow, it'll be because that euro is a little bit too strong, and that won't help the earnings on some of those weak in some of those weak European markets. And elsewhere, let's see, the yen a little bit weaker, 113.22. I looked at the Indian rupee, that was firm, and on the day, quietly steady might be a more accurate description. Same with the Chinese renminbi. Going back to Europe, though, sterling firm up to 1.4284, and the Australian dollar, which had been pretty firm recently, it gave up a little ground today because there was some weakness in some of these metals, which I will I'll mention a few of them for you. First, precious metals they were weak when stock markets were very strong. Remember, that's the fear factor driving up the precious metals. And if the fear subsides, then they come off. But then when stock markets plunged, precious metals moved up, and some of them held the gains. Well, palladium here is up $6 right now at $572, and silver is trading after hours here up nearly 26 cents at 15.62. It was as low as 15.16 when stock markets were going through the roof. So big swing on the day there, just like everything else. Palladium also, well, it had a $20 range here overall. It's just down a dollar as I speak at 981, nearly 982. Gold did well here. It had dipped down to 1272, but no, that's where it is right now. I'm not yet. Sorry, I've lost the range trades. Here, previous close though was 1253, and it's up at 1272.25 as I speak. Looks like grains and beans, mostly a little bit firmer. White sugar, also firmer. Crude oil, a little bit weaker here, but not too significantly so. The Brent is still above the $40 level. It's at 40.16, and that's a consolidation point psychologically. It's down 91 cents on the day, and the WTI is down 27 cents to 38.02. Okay, well, would it be interesting to see what Friday brings? And on that note, all the very best to all of you.